Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of We Read It One Night, the podcast where two sisters chat about romance novels and a bunch of other random stuff. We're wrapping up Lisa Kleypas's iconic Wallflower series today with Scandal in Spring, Matthew, also known as Not Cam, and Daisy's book. We also chat about the Tortured Poets Department and how to start media empires with our children. Don't forget to leave a rating and review while you're listening. Stop by our Etsy shop linked in the description and enjoy the show. Okay, but before we talk about the book, obviously we have to talk about the new Taylor Swift.
Okay, so I have a question for you. What do you think the phrase, I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday every day.
Oh,
means.
I saw your post.
Oh,
I don't
did
know.
You?
Now that I saw your post, I didn't know. I thought it was just like, I'm so depressed, I'm like pretending to be happy.
What does that have to do with your birthday? Because
I don't know. I assume other people like their birthdays.
Right. That's what I thought too. I thought it was like, I'm so depressed, I'm like gaslighting myself into pretending like it's my birthday so that I can act happy like I would be if it was my birthday. But
yeah.
then, yeah, what, the other thing, which, like, yeah, I assume that other people wouldn't think this, but apparently other people do, is, like, the, I'm, like, acting like it's my birthday, so I'm putting on, like, a performance of happiness because everyone's watching me and expecting me to be happy like they do on my birthday. Or it could just be, like, I'm, even though I'm so depressed, I'm acting happy like I would, like my birthday. Like I would be on my birthday, you know.
Taylor Swift does not strike me as the person, as a type of person who doesn't enjoy their birthday.
Really?
She strikes me as the type of person who throws birthday parties because she loves birthday parties and not because she feels like she has to.
I don't know. I bet she doesn't like feeling. Well, yeah, you're right. I guess she likes the concerts, like being perceived. But that's like a very controlled. But that's like a very like controlled like performance. That obviously is a performance in the most like literal sense of the word.
Yeah, but she also sings a lot about liking being the center of attention.
No, she doesn't. What the fuck are you talking about?
About how she like craves like praise and.
Well, yeah, but that's different than enjoying it. Like again, it's like putting on a performance so that because you're giving people what they expect, and it's like Mirrorball is like. That's really different than like I genuinely enjoy this, you know what I mean? Or like for the
sake
of it.
That Taylor Swift is an extrovert.
Yeah, but that's not the same when like every anyway, whatever. You're not gonna get it. You don't really read the lyrics.
It's just vibes for me,
right? You have bad taste.
So what do you why? It's just vibes.
What do you mean vibes? Vibes based on what?
This one, the song as a whole. The song isn't just the lyrics. If it was just lyrics, it'd just be poetry. It wouldn't be a song. The whole package of the song is the music, too, and the performance.
So do you want to buy an Airbnb in Serbia? Get in it while the market's hot. I'd love to hear from our listeners, like, I want to hear, and honestly, I want to get in on this before this happens, but like, I'd be really curious to hear when different people start either considering going or like hearing people talk about taking a trip to like Belgrade specifically, because I like finally started seeing it on like TikTok and stuff. I haven't like no one in like my regular life, but the same way that like everyone's going to Croatia the past like 5-10 years.
Slovenia,
but, like,
also.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Yes, which is also inland, which gives me. So I feel like people finally forgot in the 90s, you know, like seriously. And so now they're like, huh, this like cool new place. Like, what a great city. It's so walkable. So
it's
cheap.
It's so
like,
cheap because nobody goes.
Who has any idea? Right. It's like the memory is so short. It's like.
Oh, wow. My favorite tennis player is from here. That's crazy.
Right. Right. Exactly. So like we should really get it on the ground floor. But then again, it is in the Balkans.
And
so like who
what?
Knows? So that's inherently risky. Like, we shouldn't forget the 90s. We shouldn't forget, like, the past basically 2,000 years.
Millennia.
Yeah, two millennia.
Everyone's been fighting over the Balkans.
Right, right. And fighting amongst each other. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so are you making a sweater out of your...
Yeah, did I send you a
Granny
picture?
squares. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also slightly worried about blocking them because so I use cotton yarn because well, first of all, like once I you set me on this train of thought. Like I wasn't really like processing what yarn is made out of. And then you were like, you know what it reminds you of? Honestly, I've had way worse issues with the cotton yarn squeaking and like doing the plasticky thing than like any acrylic yarn, to be totally honest with you. But I started thinking, I was like, it's fucking plastic. Like literally everything's plastic. Like, this is insane. And anyway, and then I realized like I don't want to fuck around and like I can't really, I can never tell with acrylic yarn, like if it's gonna be comfortable until like after the thing is made. And I was like cotton, like I feel like that's safe, like to be wearable. So anyway, I use cotton, but like I realized that these yarns say like colors may run in the wash. So I'm a little bit worried to get it wet. And I don't know. I realized, like, I guess I thought about it before, and I was like, I could try to pre-wash it, but like, how the fuck do you pre-wash yarn? But then, like, now that I've already started, I finally Googled it, and it was like, you can apparently put just entire yarn skeins in like nylon stockings, and, like, put them in the washing machine. That just seems suspicious. And I don't know. I would have to do it like one by one, so that it doesn't run into each other. So I don't know. Can I just like never wash this thing? I guess. Like, I don't know. There's gonna be a lot of cat hair in it, but.
You done fucked up there.
Right. Well, but like, I don't know. Like, what do people do? Like, I'm sure it seems like an issue that like many other people would have encountered. Like, I don't think it's supposed to, but I think the like warning on the thing is just like, just in case they messed up, like, is this possible? But I don't know. We'll
Well,
see.
I've definitely have like clothes. Like I've definitely like bought sweatshirts. Like that one sweatshirt I have that kept turning my skin green
What?
because like, and it said it was like this hasn't been pre-washed. This was when I like learned that like pre-washing was a thing. That was like a service that was usually provided with when you're purchasing clothes. It had a label when I bought this sweatshirt. It was like the way this is dyed may result in like some like color or whatever. Like
Color
it may
bleeding or
fade or
whatever.
whatever. And boy did it. It literally turned my skin green. It turned the inside of the washing machine green for at least like five washes.
Let me see here. Is it turning the other clothes green? Did you wash it by itself at
I
least?
had to wash it by itself because I
But
wore
like
it
you,
and then I took
okay.
it off
You
and I was like,
realize that's
my
smart.
arms are green.
Yeah, at
My
least you
arms are
realize.
green.
Yikes. At least you realized.
was like, what the
God.
fuck? Why are my arms green? So, PSA, when things say that, they do mean it.
Okay, so I shouldn't fuck around with this. Yeah, I guess I'm just never washing this. It seems like a risk I shouldn't take, right?
That
Like,
is a risk I am not
I'm
willing
not
to
willing to
make.
take that sacrifice. I'm willing
I'm
to
willing to make.
wait. Yeah. Yikes.
You can just put them in a bucket. And then put the cat in there too. And if the cat comes out a different
Oh,
color, then you'll need
listen.
to
So true. Oh, he will not appreciate that. Don't say that's a little Bob. Look at him. Look how he's sitting.
But back to the tortured pose apartment. I'm just like shocked that you didn't want to discuss that more. I feel like most of the time
I just,
unprompted, you like start things with Taylor Swift things. But the
yeah.
one thing I have to say is that the Fortnite video showed po like Post Malone's in that, and it showed him without his face tattoos, and I suddenly realized that Post Malone is Pa.
Is
He's
what?
Pa. Pa.
Wait, does he not actually? Oh, I see. No, for yeah. Wow, that
I
tracks.
was like,
Yeah.
and I was like, I am I attracted to Post Malone? It's like, that's a surprise.
Fair enough.
He's always just seemed, he's always had that like the like grubby, the grubby like Matthew McConaughey in his rom-coms, that like
Oh.
he's just grubby. He needs a shower.
He
But
definitely still has that to me. I still would paw, honestly. Paw would not smell great.
excuse you,
But
Paw
yeah.
would smell like cedar.
Yeah. From like the actual woods, but like mixed with
No,
sweat
I'm
because
sorry,
again, actual
sandalwood.
woods.
That's the romance
What
hero
is
scent.
sandalwood?
I don't know, but that's what romance heroes smell like,
I
and
was like,
that's
that
what
doesn't
Pa would
smell
smell
good.
like.
Burger. Yeah. Wait, so does he not actually have face tattoos? Like, are they
No,
like
he does.
penciled
No, they're
on? Okay, so
real.
they just like
They just
computer
covered them
animated.
up. Yeah, or the foundation
Or
over
right,
them,
or
the same way that they
right,
put Taylor Swift's on.
okay. Okay, right. Well, okay. I was just like, are they not actually? Because that would be real
No,
commitment
he
to the bit.
does.
And
No.
honestly, a bit disrespectful to the face tattoo community, in my opinion, but
And no, he actually has face tattoos.
it's
That is actually part
very,
of.
very silly.
Yeah. But I do think that we're heading back around to Taylor Swift getting quote unquote canceled again.
You know, it's that's what I'm saying, people. It's like the cultural memory is just so short for everything. It's like wild. It's really wild. Oh my God. All right, we should start this book.
No, I was wondering. Okay, okay, today we're doing the Last Wallflowers book. Woohoo! Scandal in Spring. And Mary Jane Wells is narrating, and I don't think this one was edited at all. But I'm gonna be honest, this is the one that I've read the least, so I wouldn't know. I don't think I would have noticed if it had been.
Yeah, me neither. I have no idea. I like vaguely remembered like pieces of things.
But listen, if you thought Mary Jane Wells' American accent was
Couldn't do
silly,
an American accent. Wait till she
no,
does that.
if you thought it was silly and it happened one autumn, it gets sillier and even more
It's more
American
and
characters.
even more inconsistent, which even like within the same scene, I noticed, or like sentence to sentence.
Like the mom and the, I was like, is she trying to do some like class thing? 'Cause like I can understand like Mr. Bowman and Mrs. Bowman having like a coarser American accent because they were raised like poor and then like their daughters were more fine. But like the Bowman parents literally sound like they're from the fucking Godfather. I was like, what is Mr. like, is Mr. Bowman about to be like, you
That
come
makes
to
sense,
me
New
on the
York.
day of my daughter's wedding?
Yeah, and why wouldn't he? Yeah, that should have been a line, honestly.
This is like eight the 1840s. That accent didn't exist.
Know. When did that accent develop? I guess Italian
That
Americans.
was but Italian immigrants, yeah. I don't was the first had the first big wave happened of immigration to the US in the
By the
1840s?
way, I should tell you that I used your name to sign up for a Taylor Swift radio giveaway, but I used my email. If you want to take over, so you get one entry a day by listening to their like to
Oh
like
my
the radio
God.
on like Odyssey, the Odyssey website. From now until June 22nd. So since I have two phones, I was like, I might as well have two accounts. I can't remember if I put your right birthday or not. So you probably make your own account if you wanted to. But yeah, it's a trip to London for four people. It's like, why not? I have a project in me.
Okay. Well, if she's adding the tortured poets department to the set
She
list,
is. She is.
I wouldn't mind seeing that because that album slaps.
Yeah, I just don't understand how you can like it so much if you don't like know like
It's
care
just
about lyrics.
100% slam dunk. Every vibe catches, every song scratches an itch.
I just don't understand how you didn't like Folklore and Evermore from the beginning then. Or did you not listen to them all the way through when they came out?
I didn't listen to them all the way through. I think because they were just, and Folkmore and Evermore are not 100% slam dunks. There are duds on that those albums, on both of those albums. I like them. I like them more now, but I remember when I first listened, I was just like,
Yeah, I just don't understand how you like torture poets right away then.
I had nothing to do with the lyrics. They're just bops. I don't know what to
They're
tell
really
you.
not though.
Bops are defined as songs that I enjoy.
Okay.
That's how I define a bop. Does it give me the happy tingles? Yes. I
But you don't have a favorite still?
don't know. It just depends on like the mood, what song happens to be playing. Like, I don't really have favorites of anything, of songs. Like, I have Somebody to Love by Queen as when people ask what my favorite song is, that's what I say. I have All Star by Smash Mouth as when people ask what my favorite karaoke song is, and that's what I say. And that's it.
Somebody to Love, original or Ella Enchanted?
By Queen, yeah, the Queen version. I can't
That's
listen
very
to the Ella
silly.
Enchanted version because that whole movie makes me so angry, not just because it's a horrible adaptation, but because I know that I would have freaking loved it if I hadn't read the book. That's what makes it even worse. I lost out on a potential good movie because of an adaptation of one of my favorite books.
But they could have made it not like the book and made it bad, is the thing.
It just makes me so angry.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason that I don't even remember how we got all the way to this topic. I think, oh, you brought it up because you perjured yourself,
Well,
committed,
if
put
you could
my
only
name in for a
listen,
Taylor Swift.
if you can only listen to the three songs.
I don't know. But Daddy, I love him.
Are you fucking
I really, the chorus really goes, does it for me.
You fucking kidding? And you know what? I actually, because you know what? Because Taylor also has bad taste in her own music. So that like will be the next music video. Like, I don't make the rules. Like,
No,
somehow
the
I'm
next
starting
music
getting
video will be I Can Do
notifications.
It with a Broken
Wait,
Heart. Are you kidding me?
somehow, no, because she has terrible taste in her own music again, just like you, apparently. Somehow I'm getting notifications from the YouTube app. And so like I'll randomly get like, I don't know why. I looked down and I saw the words, "But Daddy, I Love Him" video. And it was such a jump scare. And it was luckily just like the lyric video. It was just the lyric video, but I was like, that is gonna happen. Like, that'll make the rules that, and that's fine. I'll still eat it up. But like, but Daddy, I love it. Okay, what about number two?
I don't know. Let me look up. I gotta look up the track list. I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can. That's country.
That's a good
I Can
one.
Fix Him, No Really I Can
It's
is a
not
country song.
country.
Yes, it is. It's
It's
very,
cunt.
it's,
It's a country song, I guess,
well,
if that's what you're saying.
yes, but also it absolutely has Old West vibes. Like 100% has Old West vibes. She's, you're singing that song at a saloon, 1000%. But yeah, the reason that, Mary Jane Wells has to do so many horrible American accents is because not only is Daisy American, but the hero, Matthew Swift, is American too. And Matthew Swift just ambles on over out of the woods, literally just pops up from behind a bush and is like, "Hey guys, I know I didn't exist before this book, but now I'm here to be the main character."
Yeah, I know. And like she even like mentions fucking what's his face? Cam
Cam.
Rohan or whatever the fuck. And like they talk her
Yeah.
out of it. It's like very, very silly.
Yeah, why well, I don't know why they're so against. Like they're just like
Right.
weirdly like it's it feels like there's like an alternative, there's like a reason
An agenda,
why
yeah.
Evie is so much like, no, don't go after Cam. And I can't think like
Right.
it doesn't have anything to do. Like I don't think it's like happening while he's like gone to like started his own series. Like I don't think these are happening co co concurrently.
And it's so ironic because then the main character ends up being like just as, if not more, like quote unquote flawed in that way as what's
What
like
do you
unsuitable in
mean?
that way. Like he's also like a commoner and like a commoner on the
Oh,
run
I
from the
don't think
law.
that's why they were saying it.
Oh, why?
I think I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like I couldn't parse out what the reason that the other wallflowers were like, especially Evie. Like it was particularly because Evie, because she and Cam are basically like brother and sister, and she was like so adamant of like, no, put that out of your mind. Like, don't go after Cam. And it was obviously just because Lisa like set that up and then changed her mind when she was writing
Right,
this
but she
book,
could
so
have
she
just
knew
left
she
it
had to.
alone. I don't think she had to. I think she, I don't know, I think she should have just left it alone.
I didn't think she had, I don't, yeah, I don't think that she needed to address it
She could have like brought it up
in
like
have a, like a discussion. Like I think Daisy could have just been like, yeah, I had my first, like internally could have been like, yeah, I had my first kiss like a few months ago
Right.
and
And
it
like that was
really
great,
made
but
me
it's
want to
nothing
like
like
find
this.
love more. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, instead they were like, really like, no, we're not going to say why. We're not going to elaborate, but you absolutely
Right.
cannot marry Cam
I
Rohan
thought
for
they
whatever
like they
reason.
explicitly said like because he's a commoner or whatever. Or like not commoner,
Oh,
but
I
like
don't think
poor
so.
TM. I don't know.
He's not poor, though. Cam's whole
Well,
personality is that he's really fucking good at making money.
but not keeping it.
That's because he keeps trying to give it away and then he makes more money.
Right. But
He, like,
like, I don't know. I never
literally.
got the impression that it was like a fortune. It was like enough to like more than he like needed or wanted, but not like.
No, he has a shit ton. Yeah, I don't
I
know.
don't know.
It was just, it felt very random. Matthew Swift, like I really like Matthew Swift.
Yeah.
Actually, I realize I didn't. I was just
The
kind of
first
like,
time.
huh. Yeah, because the first time, because he was just so like out of the blue, because he hadn't been introduced the way all the other Wallflower, like it wasn't interconnected the way the rest of them were. But I do like him, and I do think he gets the short end of a stick because, I mean, just this whole book feels. As a romance, as a love story, this whole book feels disconnected from the other Wallflowers book. But as a
Because it
Wallflowers
is.
book, it does feel connected. Like the ending, like I don't know, I was just like, this felt like a conclusion to the Wallflower story, but not a conclusion to the Wallflowers romance story arc. Do you know what I mean? Like the Wallflowers friendship story.
Yes, I guess so. Just I don't know if I've asked you this before, but like, do we ever get anything about Lillian and Daisy's brothers in
Yes,
America?
the Christmas novella.
That's it? Okay. Like, what's the point of them having three brothers? Like, they just are
I
like
don't
hinted
know. I
at so
guess she
much as
like
like an
set it
easy,
up like she could do it, but then like she decided
just like had backups for like Annabelle or whatever.
she didn't want to. Her brother, the Christmas novella is their oldest brother, Rafe.
Rafe.
And
His name's
Rafe.
Rafe.
No, Rafe, Rafe, like Rafi.
Oh, that's stupid.
And this like other random chick.
Bitch, okay.
And
Absolutely.
it takes place at Stoney Cross, like over Christmas. And the wallflowers are like matchmaking them. TM.
Yeah, I don't know. They just seem very pointless for them to even have brothers. Right? Like, it really was like, why? Because you kept thinking it was like Chekhov's gun. It was like they're going to be called in to,
The
like,
brothers are gonna come in.
if not marry one of the other ones, but at least like be used in some way, like to be made, like, be someone jealous or like be part of a scheme or a plot or like something.
This whole book did it felt very episodic. Like the other stories
Yes.
felt like
Yes.
complete stories, and this was just like, and then this happened and this happened, and like no, I didn't like, I still enjoyed it. I was still like, cool, like I'll come on these episodes. But yeah, it was like watching a season as opposed to watching a movie.
Yes. Maybe she was hoping to like make her big break into the, maybe she saw the vision even in 2006 for the miniseries, and she was like hoping to make her big break into it. You know, honestly, it's not like the miniseries popped up out of nowhere. Like, we had BBC like out here for years.
Yeah, I don't. Miniseries
Yeah.
would have been a thing.
It was a thing, but like it was a, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm the one for like not knowing the history, but like it seems like it became much more of a thing for like a lot of shows.
Well, I think it's honestly mostly just because I think miniseries before were kind of limited mostly to like the premium subscriptions. Like I think like HBO and like Showtime and like BBC, but like the BBC isn't on American television like easily. Like those are the places where that were doing it.
So you really,
And
you
then
think?
because streaming became a thing and like streaming platforms
Well,
started
yeah, I
doing
think
mini, like I'm
streaming, that's
just
what I'm
saying, I think it was
saying.
more accessible. Like I think
Oh, yeah.
they were still just as prominent. I think we just specifically did not
Yeah,
encounter
but
them.
I feel like, and therefore less lucrative if less people were like, able to, yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they were making more. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, he's so cute. We're a cute little bond.
But yeah, so Matthew Switch comes on in because he's the dad's, Mr. Bowman's proverbial son, despite the fact that he has three
They had
sons
three sons.
that they brought
Yeah.
up many times about how like he didn't like
Right.
his three sons, but he liked
I
Matthew
mean,
Swift.
you think she just like, yeah, maybe she was just really was just doing it as like a backup, like the same way that she switched with Cam. Like, maybe she considered switching. Maybe she was like, if I can't like, well, no, that doesn't make sense. No, if I can't rehab like Saint Vincent for Evie, then like we'll bring in the sons as a backup.
Maybe I think it was more trying to like bolster Matthew Swift as a character than necessarily have a backup, because she'd mentioned that Lily and Daisy had brothers, but like off the cut, like it wasn't anything
No,
like
but
yeah,
she
we just have
mentioned.
like brother. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't like the way it was brought up here. It was just like, yeah, we just have three brothers in New York, like whatever. Like off once in like Lily and
It will in no, because in Annabelle's story, they say like, "Don't worry." I just remember they say like,
Oh
"Don't worry. If
yeah.
we can't find you someone, like we'll just have our brothers be brought
Yeah,
in."
but
And
I'm
like,
like I think it that was just kind of like a little seasoning, a little flavoring particle to like add to the world. I don't think it was necessarily that. And but I think it was emphasized so much in this book because she was like, I have to now introduce this man who I didn't set up like I set up all the other heroes, and like and I have to like give a reason. I feel like she felt like she had to give a reason for like why Mr. Bowman was like so insistent that they should marry, but like why Matthew Swift hasn't been in the picture before that, like like I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there was no reason to have the brothers to begin with, but that's just a little me.
Yeah, but
Daddy, I love him. I just,
I just like the
wow.
chorus is a bop. I don't know what to tell you.
How many? Okay.
I'm gonna dress on the
Listen.
Daddy, I love him. I'm having his baby. No, I'm not, but you should see your
That is
faces.
funny.
That's funny.
It is funny.
I've also seen a lot of, I don't know whether Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is because of the song or because I've just like seen like so many fan edits using it with like the Throne of Glass characters and like Nesta and like all.
Oh, yeah. I immediately like that one.
Yeah.
Nesta.
There's just like all like a lot, mostly like Sarah J. Maas, like female characters.
I've just seen a lot of dog ones.
Oh, I've seen
Like
like the
cats.
joke ones with like cats.
I'm
No,
so
I mean like
obsessed with
fan
you that
edits is
he
what I've seen.
avoids me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, I can do with a broken heart. It this part of it goes directly, like if I had better like sound editing skills, I feel like I would make this, but like it I keep like if I am like singing it in my head, I keep like transitioning into like the anti-hero bridge.
I kept trying the whole time, like when I was first, like the first few days, my brain kept creating spontaneous medleys of like the different songs, like for
There it
sure.
was very much, and there was one, oh, which one was it? Love of My Life or LOL. I think that one samples White Horse. I saw
Maybe that makes
there are a
sense.
lot of like early like callbacks to like earlier songs musically.
But even songs, my brain kept making medleys of like songs on the album itself. Like I can't remember exactly if there was like repeats, but it just kept like going into like different, I don't know. Yeah, yes. And what's the one? The beginning of I Can Do It with a Broken Heart sounds like on 1989, on the 1989 like Taylor's version bonus tracks, the beginning of is it Now That We Don't Talk. I think it sounds like Now That We Don't Talk.
Maybe.
Yeah. The beginning of it. Do,
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so basically Mr. Boomin calls Daisy a parasite, which is very
Oh
mean.
yeah,
That
it
is
is
so
very
mean.
mean. I know. It's really oh, that never really comes back. Like we never there was a lot of things, there was a lot of like, for lack of a better phrase, like Chekhov's gunny things that like I thought were gonna be like bigger. Like she throws in the random like fortune teller lady at the end. Like she never gives them any fucking cloves and never has any. But yeah, the parasite thing, I thought like it does come back like once or twice. But when she tells Matthew, he's just like, "You're not a parasite." He shouldn't have said that. There's never like a reckoning, you know?
Yeah, Matthew still likes Mr. Bowman by the end. Like,
Right.
he's still like, yeah,
Which I
he's my
guess.
mentor.
Right, and she kind of like hint. He, she kind of hints. What's her face? That she wrote this. What's her name?
What?
Whatever. She kind of hints
Lisa
the
Claypool?
author, Lisa. Lisa kind of hints that like that he's gonna be like a go-between and like make Bowman
Yeah.
like finally be like closer to his family. But we never really see that. Like
No.
although yeah, there's really not a lot of character growth besides yeah. Like Bowman's like loyal to Matthew in the beginning. He's loyal to Matthew at the end. Like good,
And
but.
honestly, but you know what Mr. Boneman also is like, even though he's a dick to Daisy and calls her a parasite, he at least is the type of person who will like not who is very much like, I can insult my family, but anybody outside the
Yes.
family is gonna catch these hands. Because
That's
like at the
true.
end, like that mean guy, like the like
That's true. You're right.
random
Yeah.
third act villain, like insults Daisy, and he's like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like.
That is my daughter.
That is my
Who
daughter.
are
She can say
you?
whatever she wants.
Who are you like talking to your elders like that? Yeah, that's my daughter.
She can say whatever she you are
What's
here on the day of my daughter's
this
wedding
wedding?
to arrest her fiance.
I just like, yeah. Yeah.
He's actually Don Bowman. Like that's his real name.
Don John Bowman. Don
Don
Juan.
Bowman.
Don.
No,
Don
Don is like the mafia
Jaime.
Don.
Yeah.
Not like Don
Yeah.
Juan. That's just
That's a
Pretty sure Don
different.
Juan is also like,
I thought Don Juan was like that guy who tilts it, who does the windmills. Isn't he the stupid knight?
no, that's Don Quixote. A Don Juan is like a
Ah.
womanizing man, but I think the Don
Is
part of
he?
it is,
It's
yeah.
probably just like Italian mister or like
Yeah,
father or
I think it's
whatever.
yes, I think it's like a title. It's not like his name is Don. The
Yeah.
same way
I
that like
mean,
it's a
no,
mafia
yeah.
Don. Yeah. No, Don Quixote is the windmill guy.
That's
He's
the one.
one of us. Written
That's
in
the one.
Catalonian Spanish or something. Yeah.
I don't know, something. We get a lot of the cute little waffle, mostly like Lillian and Marcus too in this book. Like the cute little, because like Lillian's pregnant the whole time, and
That's
Marcus is very
true.
soft and it's very
Yeah,
cute.
I really thought that Matthew Swift was gonna like deliver the baby. I also really thought, oh, that's another thing that like doesn't come back up. Like, I could not remember, because yeah, okay, I could not remember what exactly the secret was. Like, I couldn't remember exactly what it
Oh, I
was.
did.
I thought it was just that he was like actually from a poor family and like his name actually was Swift, but like he let everyone assume it was like the Boston Swifts.
No, it's a full fake identity.
And then like the reason that he was so good at like calming down, because he calms down like Annabelle's baby at one point, Isabel, which is really
Yeah, it's
silly.
very
Annabelle,
cute.
Isabel. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess. Why not
No, that
name
he calmed
him
down the
that?
baby, not the name. I
Oh,
don't care about the
okay.
name. I have no
Okay.
opinion on the name, but.
So, well, right. And I thought it was gonna be like, oh, well, I was like the oldest son of like a giant
Yeah, that's what I
family.
assumed
So
it
like,
would
of
be.
course I know how to. But like, and there was opportunity for that. It could have been like, oh, I was always like taking care of the kids in the orphanage, but like
Yeah.
there was never
I
any
think
like
it's
circling back on
that
that.
was like that the intent, yeah, like there you she could have taken it further, because like obviously the intention is of that scene is to show that like he has the capacity to be, he's not just like a hard businessman like Mr. Bowman, like he is like has like kind
Right.
whatever.
Impulses, yeah.
But yeah, there's no like I guess because there's not time, because we don't find out about Matthew Swift's secret poor people
Yeah.
criminal past until like the last five
Right.
pages, like until
Right.
the very,
Yes.
very end.
Right. Yeah. And then the whole rest of it feels so, and then like, yeah, he almost dies, but then like he just comes back and
He
it feels very like just like
doesn't.
marching through the plot. There's no
It's
like,
a very it was because Lisa was like, I have to do a Lisa Kleypas ending. Like I have to do like and suddenly everything goes off the rails. Someone's at death's door, like Lisa Kleypas ending. And you were like, okay, but it didn't really affect anything.
Right. Yeah, which is like
Like
always, yeah.
it didn't make Daisy real. It didn't even ha it wasn't even the classic, like she realizes she loves him because he's like has a near death experience. You know what I mean? Because she's already realized she loved him.
Right. Or like at the very least, like a class, like a, you know, a nice, how do you pronounce it? Deus ex machina, whatever, where like the mean man dies also in the river, you know.
Yeah, no, the mean man didn't even die in the river.
They could have had like, yeah, exactly. Like that would have been, and then we wouldn't have had to have the whole like, and then they hired a lawyer and they went to Boston and they
Well, they
like,
still would have, because the Bow Street Runners were still there, and like there was still like a warrant out for his arrest.
but the Bow Street Runners don't really like, they didn't really work like unsolicited, right? Like they were only there because like this
Well,
rich
at
man was
this.
pushing.
Yes, you're correct. But at this point, the Metropolitan Police, I think, is very close to being created,
Maybe
actually.
he was, they actually might have mentioned something about like Westcliff paying for that. But still, like they wouldn't have had, I don't know. I feel like Westcliff's protection would have been enough. Like he could have just been like, and then he died.
The Metropolitan Police already existed.
Yeah, I think they mentioned it, but like whatever. Like I doubt they would have like cared that much.
I don't
You
know.
know? Seems like no one would ever have like, yeah, no one would ever have.
I think it's just like remove the bring it back to tortured postpartum, the albatross, you know, remove the sword of Damocles from above the head.
Is that actually what albatross means in any
An
sort of like
albatross is like
previous
something
reference?
heavy around, like that's like dragging you
Really?
down. Yeah.
Why?
Because there's, oh, I think it may actually, it's like a poem called The
Yeah, the
Albatross.
French poem. Yeah, but it's about like the albatross looking like.
Yeah. And then the guy wears the dead albatross around his neck. Like the albatross dies, he it's around his neck, and it's supposed to be like a burden of like
Do they kill it?
guilt of something. I forget. I know, but the albatross is like that's the metaphor. It's like it's something that's like
Oh.
holding you down, which makes sense if you think about the
Very
song
mean.
that
Oh,
she's
right.
the
I know. I know. I just
albatross,
didn't
is that
understand.
she's
Yeah.
holding him back. Yeah.
Anyway, I think the whole album is about Sylvia, is like very Sylvia Plath footed. And so she was married to that man.
Ted Hughes.
Yeah, the
Ooh.
man. Yeah. And then his next wife slash mistress also killed herself.
Yes.
That's a very like Cassandra, like.
Basically, he sucks. The smallest man who ever lived. You know who's not the smallest man who ever lived? Matthew Swift. But he is with the smallest woman who ever lived, which is emphasized an ungodly
Right.
number of
I
times
just
in
like,
this
yeah,
book.
at one point it's like the bed comes up to her like nose or something, like, or to her boobs
Or
or
she
I don't
can't
know.
get up on the bed.
But like the fact they really make beds that high.
Yes, that makes sense. It's like
It's kind of
how
cool. I want one.
the bed in the guest bedroom is high, and Detta has to like
But not
lie
that
back on
high.
it and then pull his
Yeah.
legs out. You
No,
know what I mean?
that's, yeah, but that's very different than like it literally being at face level for an adult human. Like, I'm sorry, 5 feet is short, but it's not that short. Like, there's plenty of women walking around fully functional, able to do like all,
Able to get
everything,
on their beds.
right? Every day.
I mean, I don't know, Rachel. We've never been like, do we don't know.
I do emphasize that it's like some kind of like antique trundle bed, which like I guess it could be that high. I'm just having a really
I
hard time like
definitely have a
imagining.
recollection of like touring old houses or like seeing old beds and like them being super high up.
But then wouldn't like everyone need a step stool? Like it wouldn't really be convenient for anyone, even if you're like 6 foot 5.
It's because she's in the. She said they usually have a step stool, but I think the reason they don't have it is because he's in the bachelor's
Well,
cabin.
right, but
So
wouldn't
it's
he
for
need
a
one
guy.
too? I know, but I'm saying
No,
he would
because
need
he's
one too if
tall.
it's that insanely tall. He's not like 8 feet tall. If it's that insanely
I beg
tall,
to
like,
differ.
I just, do you get what I'm saying? Like, if it's literally the top of the mattress is like boob level. So it's like as if she's trying to pull herself out of like a pool without any water in it,
Yeah,
which,
how
like,
much
yeah,
upper
that's
body
really
strength do you
hard.
think this woman
Right.
has?
Well, right. That's really hard. But like then it would be hard for anyone. It wouldn't be convenient for anyone. You know, like maybe it's possible for him, but like it still wouldn't be like at all convenient. He still have to like jump or
I
like.
don't know, because if there's like a if there's a boob level, then it would be like at his butt if we're talking like at least a foot difference. So all he's got to do is like slide on.
Maybe.
You know?
I know it's a little suspicious. It's a little sus. And also like doesn't end up mattering again, speaking of like things that are set up and then
But it
not.
is a very cute scene, that scene. So it's basically like Matthew, because of his dark and twisty past, he like is like, I'm in love with you, and I've been in love with you since the first time I saw
Right. I was
you.
like, oh yeah, he's had a crush on her. He's had a crush on her this whole time since she was 15. And he was
Well,
like,
how old
how
is
fucking
he?
old?
I
Like
feel like
30.
they're close in age. I think I got the impression that he was young-ish.
He's younger than Westcliff. He's like 30, I'm pretty sure. Well, no, because he started working for Westcliff when he was 20. I remember that. So he's at
Not for
least
Westcliff,
20.
for Bobin, for Mr.
Yeah.
Bobin. So he's at least 20 when they met. Okay. So she was 15.
Which, whatever.
Hey, he didn't act on it. He didn't act on it until she was in her 20s. And she had to force him by locking them in a room and then dropping
Would
the
you,
key down her boobs, which is
right? Like
iconic.
he's right, but I feel like we're missing the fact that he was still like 19
Listen
year
to me,
olds.
Rachel. It's historical romance. You can't look too closely into this. You can't look too closely into 30-year-olds marrying teenagers. You just gotta let it roll off you.
Who decided that was like okay and historical? Like that's so unnecessary. It really is giving like the people that like wanted to write that type of book just like they were like, well, this will give me like a place to hide.
Please stop.
Yeah, literally, and like pretend like this is like historically necessary or
Yeah, I don't
accurate.
know.
Like, and this isn't at all like one of the most egregious examples. Like by the time they get together, you're right, shit, 22 and 30, which is still like awful, but yeah, no, what?
Well, because, but even like Westcliff and Lily, like Westcliff's like 35 and she's like
Yeah,
22.
I know. No, she's not 22. She's 4 years older than me. She's older, I thought, because she's 4 years older than Daisy.
Yeah, but Daisy's book happens like 2 years after. There's a big gap.
Really?
Yeah, that's also why I think like, because I think it was all supposed to happen in a year. And because like Annabelle's is
Like
in
the
summer,
seasons. That
it
would
was
have been
literally
good,
supposed to
yeah.
happen in a year. And then because like she effed up with Cam Rohan, like she had to do this gap. And I think because she also, so at the like a time jump, like it wasn't just the next spring after Devil in Winter. It was like 2 years later or whatever. And part of that is she has, so like Lillian gives birth in this book, and there's like a really sweet scene where like Matthew is like comforting Daisy, like, 'cause like she's like scared for her sister, obviously, 'cause childbirth is horrifying. But Daisy, I mean, Lillian is pregnant, but Lillian was pregnant at the end of, I think it happened when on, or like Devil in Winter. Lillian was pregnant by the end of Devil in Winter. And so Lisa Kleypas had to have her have a miscarriage so that she could include this giving birth scene.
I still don't understand why she had to have a time jump.
I think because like we needed time for the,
To
I think
forget.
because she did what we lost. No, the well, because the impetus of this book is that Mr. Bowman is like, I'm tired of fucking paying for us to be in London. I want to go back to America. You got to find a husband, or I'm going to make you
Which
marry
would
Matthew
still be true.
Swift.
He's just
But
impatient.
I guess she was just like, it doesn't make sense if it's,
It
I'm,
does.
although, wait, no, because they have, the Bowman sisters have been there already for a few years before the first book takes place. I don't know. There's a time jump. Maybe literally just so Lillian could have time to be pregnant, because she was like, there's got to be this giving birth scene, and Lillian doesn't have time to go full term without a
There really
time
didn't need
jump.
to be, there really did not need to be the giving birth scene. Like, there was enough, like, other things. I don't know. There was
Think
not,
she
like,
just
trains
wanted
to
to give us like
Slovenia.
one wallflower birth. I think she wanted to give us like a wallflower birth, and she skipped Annabelle for whatever reason. I guess because Annabelle gave birth during, while Evie was like
I just,
hauling
why?
around London.
Who is clamoring for a wallflower birth? Who?
I can definitely see that being, especially like 20 years ago. I can definitely see me, especially early on in romance, being like, oh, I want to see them start to have kids.
Really?
Yeah.
But like, actually, you need a birth scene?
Oh no! Well, we don't actually get a birth scene. We don't actually. Daisy's not in the room. Daisy is actually very
I just
explicitly
feel like you're right.
not
It's
in
just
the
like
room
one of the
with.
like many episodes in this book.
She's not in the room, but she does.
Also, I'm sorry, circling back. Like, yeah, you're right. Westcliff was older and like 22, 35 is like awful. And that's not, and I would not advocate for that. But that is way different than having met at 15. Like, that's like saying, like,
Yeah,
oh, it's
Rachel.
okay. It's okay that Jacob and Renesmee are eventually going to get married. Cause like right now, he's just, but like, it's even worse than that because it's not like, oh, right now he's like, he's not attracted to her. He just like, I don't know, like feels like brotherly affection. He's like, no, I'm like attracted to her, like full on, full throttle. Full throttle. That's a phrase. It's a good phrase
Full
from like.
throttle. I'm attracted to her. Not only am I attracted to her, but I am stealing a button from her father's
Her dad's
vest
coat, which was like years ago.
with her hair in it. With a piece, could I have a piece of your hair? He didn't even ask. He just took the piece of her.
And like the vision I see of that is like baby, like it looks like a baby's hair. Like that's like the kind of thing that like you make
No,
from a
I
baby
guess
again.
not. No, because she says Daisy remembers that she remembers it being cut. Yeah. But he keeps it. It's very cute that he like kept it. It's the Lisa Kleypas talisman. Everything has to have, there has
So
to
where's his
be.
basket? Where's his bundle of cloves, huh? Was
What?
it the fortune teller? The fortune teller said give him a bundle of cloves and she
Oh.
doesn't. She so could have easily, I think she just forgot. Like, I don't know. She was just like done with this,
Well,
which I
because
get
it
it. I
happens
so get
because
it.
as
Totally
soon
get
as
it.
they get home.
Wait, she could have like stuck a bundle of cloves. I'm just thinking like off the cuff, right? His hands end up being tied and he has to get a penknife. It could have been like, oh, the like thing of cloves was what like made the penknife be pushed up high enough in his pocket so that he could grab it. Easy. Or like he, I don't
Yeah.
know how, but like he somehow uses that to like loosen the rope enough. He like sneaks it in there when they're tying the rope and that's
The
why it's loose enough.
clothes. Yeah, I don't know. You know who does that kind of thing really well, of that like obscure like fortune teller thing, and then this character is like, okay, I'll carry this around, but like that's stupid, and then it becomes relevant. Elisa Braden in her Midnight in Scotland series, she's an indie author, and this is like her second series. Her first series is called Rescued from Ruined, and it's I really like all her books, but her second series, it does actually have like, it's like that kind of like, is magic real? Is magic not real? You know, that kind of like, and there's like this one woman who's like the town crazy woman, but they like her. And she's always like, carry this around. Like, here's this wooden carving I made you. Carry it around. And they're like, why? And she's like, what? What is that? You know, like stuff like, and then like,
yeah, it turns out to like, who assigned this to you?
And then like, you know, the heroine is like locked away somewhere and she can only escape because she like, had this thing in her pocket, you know, or something.
Yeah.
She does that. She does that well. And I feel like Lisa was like, maybe like she thought about it and then she was like, nah, I don't know. Forgot about it.
She definitely did. Just like, maybe, I don't know, maybe it was like a Order of the Phoenix like type situation where like she was taking so long to write it. She like really did.
She's like on deadline. She's just like on deadline. She's like, I gotta submit something. They're like, we gotta publish something. We can't push this out of the season. It'll mess up our whole budget for the year.
Yeah. I just want to say, and now I'm looking at like the few notes I have from the beginning, but like, I feel like no one agrees in literature or in real life what breaking a fingernail means. Because it's either extraordinarily painful or I have no idea what they're talking about. Also, there was just like little, there was just like a, throughout this whole book and probably series, it was just a very like subtle pick me thread woven in. So Daisy being like, it's no big deal. It's just a broken fingernail. But like, I don't know what people think that means. It's either, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know exactly. Because the one, I will have considered that I broke my fingernail once. And that was like when it literally, like my pinky was split in two, like half the fingernail fell off. But I think maybe other people think it's just when like the little like tip cracks or something, you know.
I finally came to the conclusion that it was like a fake nail breaking, which like would be really painful.
But it's not even that, because
I don't know, fake nails. Have so fake it doesn't make nails. Sense. Which makes me think it's just like she threw in like this like weird anti-pick me thing.
I don't know. I mean, that was very much like early. This is very early 2000s.
Yeah, it's time. She at one point also, when they like meet for the goose scene, she's like, the tantalizing incense of warm, sweaty male. And I just, is that actually like something that people think smells? I just like can't.
You're like, I'm too gay for this.
I just
can't relate.
I don't know. At one point, Daisy is like, I can't imagine. She's like, Daisy's like a morning person TM. And she's like, I can't imagine why some people stay in bed so late. There's only so much sleeping one can do. And she like uses it to lead into like an innuendo or whatever. But like, I just realized, like, does it really not occur?
Was it like not to be depressed, Daisy?
Well, no, it's like, it's more like, does it really not occur to her that some people go to bed later than she does? Like, it's not like they're sleeping extra. They're just sleeping later because they went to bed later. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean you're getting more sleep.
I don't know.
Necessarily.
I don't know. Completely unrelated. The two things as I was like scrolling through my notes that I just realized I need to talk about. One is that going back to Daisy being short, Matthew, I think internally at some point describes her as a pocket Venus. Or no, she's like, I'm no pocket Venus. So like she's not short and hot. I don't know. But like, I just like petition to bring back pocket Venus as like a way of describing her, like, that's incredible. Why did we ever let that go?
Is that something that people actually used to say?
I don't know. I feel like Lisa Kleypas usually is pretty good about like throwing in like random, like she researches.
Is that like Polly Pocket's original name?
Maybe.
Did you know that Barbie has like a bunch of little sisters? Like her original one was named Tootie, which honestly is a much, that goes with Barbie so much better, but like she's really creepy looking. Also, Kelly apparently isn't called Kelly anymore. You knew that?
What is she called?
Because she was called, well, she was called Kelly in the US, and she was always called Shelly in Europe, apparently. So they decided in their eminent wisdom that they should change it to Chelsea to be like consistent everywhere. I just feel like Chelsea, like that's like a much weirder name. I just can't imagine that name being popular in most of Europe. I guess it's like Chelsea, like the UK, like
Oh, really?
football
Yeah, I was
club.
thinking about Chelsea, like the
But like,
UK.
I don't know. I guess I'm just imagining in like Spain or something. Like, I don't know. That just seems like such a weird like choice. Like, I don't know why it wasn't Kelly
And I
everywhere to
mean,
begin with, but
Shelley just feels equally like that, just also does not feel like a name that's outside of the UK.
yeah, you're right. But it does feel like easy to pronounce and say. Like I can more imagine Chelsea is just like weird because it has like the, I don't know. I guess it's probably like validating it. Some like kids learning English as a second language and they're like they learn the word for sea, like the ocean. And they're like sea, like how? Oh, I don't know. I don't
What?
know. Is that why Chelsea is called Chelsea because it's by the sea?
I don't know. You should look it
It
up. It's
used to be
definitely
like
French. I feel like
Chelsea.
it's
No
like fresh French
way.
or some shit.
No
I
way.
bet. Go look it up.
No way. I
I just
am.
feel like there are a lot of unnecessary letters in that word, and it's definitely because it's French.
Comes from the word C. I don't think that's a French word. From the name of a district in London, originally deriving from Old English and meaning landing place for chalk or limestone, it's been used as an English to give a name since the 70s. Weird.
Makes
Yeah, I
sense.
don't know.
There's definitely some French influence there.
I see no French influence.
Old English has
Okay,
French influence. You cannot convince me otherwise.
whatever. Fair enough. But wouldn't it say from Old French then? Well, let's see the word sea. Let's see where the word sea comes from. Because I guess that doesn't have to do with the sea. Okay, fine. Fine. What was the other thing you wanted to say?
Just know what I was gonna say, and what frankly, what I can't believe that you didn't bring this. I mean, I forgot about it too, but I can't believe you didn't bring this up when we were talking about the silly American accents. But there's this random character called Mr. Modeling, and his voice, he's like Bert and Ernie.
Incredible.
He's like a
Incredible.
Muppet.
Yeah, I was like, Kelly
He's like,
Catler can't be like, what the fuck?
what?
What the fuck are you on about? I know. Wait, she says unhinged.
Time he was on st Every time he was on the page, I
I
was like, what are you
know.
doing here? Was he the butterfly guy? Remember in Lillian's book, there was the guy who was like, I want to go see the butterflies.
Oh,
Is
maybe.
that
Did
him?
that
I feel
voice.
like that may have been Mr. Modeling too.
That would be really suitable and really right, honestly. But
Wait, okay, wait, now I want to look it up. Now I gotta look in Lillian's book and see whether that's
oh my God, Mr. Modeling.
he had such a silly voice. Why? Also, the soap tax comes back into play.
Yeah, but is it resolved again?
No, but like once again, the soap tax is used to show who is a good man and who is a bad man. Like who thinks poor people deserve to be
Right.
clean and who thinks they don't. It's like such an odd choice of shorthand.
Well, I get it.
All right. I could be misspelling modeling. I actually don't know how to spell modeling, so
Yeah, I have
it's
no
not coming
idea.
up currently, but
Look up Control F soap or Control F butterfly. Can you not Control F?
no, I can't. That's exactly what I was doing. Oh no, it's some guy named Lord Wymark.
Absolutely. He's very maudlin, though. Not really, though. Okay.
Not Mr.
Not
Modeling.
really. Yeah.
Also, the cat language in this book was off the fucking charts. Let me tell
It?
you the amount. Okay, so it's mostly when they're like doing sexual stuff. So he kisses her, he picks her up, and she was, quote, light and supple like a cat. That random guy, there's like that random subplot where like she's like trying to fake date a guy to like make Matthew jealous for a chapter, and then the guy like allegedly falls in love with her, and so he's like trying to kiss her, and they're like circling each other, quote, they
Like
resembled a pair of
cats.
circling cats.
That's true. I hate that.
She crawled on top of him and nuzzled his chest like a kitten. She crawled into his lap with the delicacy of a cat, her hands digging into the mattress like cat's claws. Like, she was like, Daisy was this might have actually just been a shifter romance, like in disguise. It might have been a historical shifter romance. Daisy is a werecat, confirmed.
Also, like, yeah. Sorry, I'm just remembering all the other random things that happened that didn't need
The
to. Like,
wild hog. I just got to that point.
oh my God, this is so, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Like, what the fuck? And then, like, they, yeah, and they're like, wild hogs haven't been on Britain in centuries. It's like, right, but pigs, like, become hogs.
Well, that's
This is
what
what
Wesley,
they,
he's like, no, it's a
wow.
feral.
I totally, and then he doesn't even, like, carry her back. Like, what was the point of that?
Well, he can't carry her back because like their enemy and that random like fake dating guy is like, no, I have to carry them. Yeah.
Well,
Oh, the lawn bowls game when they go so feral
yeah.
over, which okay, this was very relatable. Like being
Yeah.
so like insanely competitive that like everybody else goes home and you're
Yeah.
still competing and like competitiveness as a form of flirtation. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, but like so unrelated to anything else.
Yeah, it just didn't affect anything. There was no callbacks to
Like,
like.
right. It wasn't even like Landrigan. Like, yeah, I, yeah, like any of these things could have been turned into like fully formed like plot threads, I feel like, but
Yeah, it was
I don't
just,
know. I
you
do.
know, for real, I mean, listen, I like this book, but it really, yeah, it didn't feel like the same kind of book as the rest
No,
of
no.
them. And I always thought I was being unfairly harsh on this book, like that I was just like the reason that I always kind of looked back on it as like separate, as like the first three books are like a trilogy and then this is like a tacked on, was just because I was like expecting Cam and then I was like shocked for it to be Matthew the first time I read it. But like, no, like this book really is just like structurally totally different from the
Yeah.
rest of the series.
Do you know the medieval cabbage would have looked a lot more like kale because, you know, they're all from the same plant. And like the cabbage that we eat today, like the cabbage heads in Monty Python are not historically accurate.
Wow, shocking. That Monty
Oh
Python doesn't have historically accurate cabbage heads. I'm shocked, truly.
I actually kind of am because you're right. If I thought about it, I never sat down and thought about it. But like cabbage is such, I was like, that's like the one food. Like that's why I love cabbage because like that's the one food my ancestors had. Like they before the Columbian exchange, whatever we're calling, whatever, Columbian takeover, you know, like they
Yeah.
had cabbage and they had fucking not even potatoes. They didn't even have fucking
No, they
potatoes.
didn't.
They had cabbage and they had bread.
They had olives, which I don't like.
Disgusting. Not in like our area, maybe.
What?
I feel like it's too
Olives are
cold for
like
olive trees.
Italian and like Greece.
Yeah, and we live in the cold places. We're not that close. I guess we're kind of, I
Our
guess, yeah,
people
I
are
guess
from the
maybe Serbia.
Balkans. We're literally
Okay,
right
but
next to
right,
Greece.
sure. That's true. Okay, sure. You're
It's
right. You're
like the
right.
same
You're right.
food.
You're right. Yeah. We have
What
cabbage
the
and we
fuck
have
are you
bread.
talking about? I can't believe you were giving our like random Anglo-Saxon heritage
We're
supremacy over
right.
the Balkan
You're
ones.
right.
That
You're right.
was
I
just
was honestly
neither
for some
suitable
reason, I
nor
don't know why
right.
Monty Python, I'm like that takes place in like pseudo Russia. I don't know why. It's like
It
it's a
takes
Korean
place in
kind
France
of.
and
They're doing the
England.
Crusades or something. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know. Listen, it was very bleak. The clip,
It's King
the cabbage clip
Arthur.
is very bleak. It's very bleak. Yeah, but they're marching at one point, Crusades, which I know is like south, but whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. There was also some
Anyway.
kind of Russian children's crusade, I thought. I could be
Okay.
wrong.
Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, isn't
I
that
don't think
sad?
that it was necessarily Russians.
They did have a lot more edible flower salads, though.
They did dandelions are
Not
edible. You
just
can
that, but
still
like a
eat
lot of other
dandelions.
ones. A lot of other ones. Yeah, I know.
There used to be a plant that was like basic that was like a super effective contraceptive. It was like a wildly effective contraceptive. And then they picked all of it, and that's why it doesn't exist anymore.
Absolutely.
Our ancestors were too horny. We got a lot of, I just want to say we got a lot of like little wide wallflower like side moments like between like each of them,
Yeah,
which
we
was really
did.
cute. But there's this one scene when Annabelle and Lillian are talking about like their children getting married. Like Annabelle's like, haha, like it should be a boy and then like our kids can get married. But Annabelle's, and yet when Lisa has the chance to do it, she doesn't because Annabelle's kids don't even appear in the Ravenel's book. Like the latter half of the Ravenel series essentially just becomes Wallflowers 2.0. Like, because it's like it's like Sebastian's kids. But like the most recent Ravenel's book is the kid that's born in this book, Merritt, Lillian and Westliff's daughter. And spoiler alert, it's not actually, it's really not a spoiler. Sebastian's bastard child. Like I've talked about this like silly plot line before.
Yeah,
And like
right.
that's the only like she those are the
The
only,
only
and like
pairing.
Annabelle's kids, Annabelle like makes a cameo in like that, but like Daisy doesn't appear at all. Like she's not in that si like
What?
you know what I mean? Like
She's
Evie,
not in
like
the series.
she doesn't make a
So it's not Wallflowers
cameo.
2.0.
I mean, it is. I'm okay. Wallflowers 2.0, mostly Sebastian and Evie 2.0,
Well, right. So not really
with
about like the.
well, the last book with Lillian's daughter is like Marcus and Wesley. Marcus and Lillian are a big part of that book, obviously.
With whose daughter? With Mare.
Their
Right.
child, yeah. But I like
Right.
Annabelle's kids don't even make an appearance. And I was just like, you really dropped the ball. Why would you give us Sebastian's bastard child when you could have given us this thing that you set up?
Yeah, I just.
I'm just basically I'm just like really bitter about how the other Wallflowers got shafted in the Ravenel series.
Yeah, there's just like so much that she like kind of sets up and then forgets about. I just don't understand. Okay, if you had to, because we were talking about how well Sylvia Plath does this when
I've
she
never read
names
Sylvia
her,
Plath.
okay, but it doesn't matter. She names her self-insert character in the bell jar Esther, which I think is perfect. It's like Sylvia Esther, like those are that's like if I that like. Yeah, if my name was Sylvia and I was coming up with my perfect fictional character name, like Esther, that is perfect. But like, if you had to name your own fictional character, like self-insert, what would you name it?
I don't
Think about it.
know.
Like, based on vibes.
Listen, if I were writing a very obvious self-insert character, I think I'd just go the Jane Austen route and name it after myself.
Listen, fair enough. Let's, yeah, okay. That's fair.
Would you name?
Don't know. I was just like going based off of like the name vibes, not my. I was like, I feel like Nicole,
You, I feel like you could do
unfortunately.
like Miriam or something.
For Rachel?
Something Hebrew, from something Jewish.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, like that would be a better name than like what I came up with. But like that
What
is
did you come
not.
up with?
I just said like Nicole, like that would that's what
Oh,
fits.
because that was
Like I
gonna
don't
be your
like that
name.
name. Yeah, but also like vibes wise, I don't know. And then do you think Rachel has a lot of soft sounds or a lot of hard sounds?
Thing is, hard sounds.
Me too. Anyway, you're, but like in popularity and like that and like cultural, like there's that's just Miriam. Like Miriam would have fit for Esther. Like we're going down the pipeline. If your real name was Esther, then like yeah, Miriam. But like I don't know. Sure, like that's better. Sure, Miriam's better than Nicole,
I feel like
honestly, but.
Rachel would be more like, it'd be like Jennifer or something.
That's what Callie said. I fucking hate the name Jennifer. No
Or
offense to all the
Ashley
Jennifers in my
or
life.
something.
See, and I feel like Nicole is the same as Ashley. Like
Brittany? No,
Ashley,
not Brittany.
those are
Not
Ashley and
Rachel.
Nicole are the same name to me. I don't like either of them. Jennifer is like more 80s, I feel like. Right?
Yeah, but I feel like so is Rachel.
No, it's not. Rachel peaked like a year or two after I was born.
It. Yeah, but that means that it
Jennifer for
started its
Allison,
ascent.
honestly. I hate to say it. Allison.
That's fine. I could be a Jen.
Yeah.
I'm fine with being a Jen. I don't have a problem with that.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't have a problem. I just don't like this. Jennifer, something about the ending, Jennifer. Like,
Jennifer.
it just sounds like a,
I'll be
like,
Jenny.
Fergus. I don't
I'll be
know. Yeah,
Jenny.
Jenny. Yeah, sure. Yeah, good. You could be
I'd do
Ferg.
it.
You could be
You could
Fergie.
be Nick. Nico.
Oh, for Nicole or Cole.
Oh no, Coley. Oh my God.
Fergie.
I don't know whether you listened to that, but I did the Hayley Kiyoko book with Kat, and the main character in that book, her full name is Nicole, but she goes by Coley. It's just horrible.
Listen,
It's
really? I don't hate
horrendous. I
it. I don't
hate
hate
it.
it.
I hated
It
everything. We
just
talked about how much we hated it. So, I just think that's so silly. I don't know. Coley, why are you adding the E at the end? If you're gonna go for it, just do Cole. Why are you adding
that
Coley?
sounds
It's not the
cute. I mean, why
Coley.
add Jenny? Why add the E to Jenny?
Because Coley was spelled like Cole, but it was pronounced Coley.
Yeah, the highest Rachel ever got was number 9. Oh, it was spelled like Cole. Oh, that's really silly. How did you know?
Yes.
How do you know what it was pronounced? Audiobook. But how
Because I
did
listened to
the
the
book make it
audiobook.
clear? But did the book make it clear?
Yeah, because I read the description.
1996. Rachel peaked at number 9 in 1996. Anyway,
Okay.
because you read the just what do you mean you read the description?
I read the book summary. Like, the name is
It
spelled
had a
there.
pronunciation. No, but
No.
how? Wait, I'm sorry, but how do you know the
The
audiobook narrator
audiobook
was doing
is
it
narrated
correctly?
by Hayley Kiyoko, by the author.
Okay, but how would like a cat a reader of the heart of the like book like the of the book, how would a non-audiobook reader know how to pronounce it?
I don't know, but Kat knew.
What do you
She
mean?
read it with her eyeballs.
This is very disturbing information.
I'm sorry to be the one to bring this news
I honestly
to
don't hate that though. Like, why not Coley if you're already going with like the second syllable?
you. Why
Like,
does it
it's giving,
sound
I
like
mean, anything is
coal?
better. Listen, if you zoom out, you just have to remember it could always be worse. It could always be Topher. Oh, if I say the name Chris for a girl, what like time period?
Christine.
No, what
Oh,
time period does that make you think
80s,
of?
Adventures in
Okay, 80s for
Babysitting.
sure. Yeah, yes. And like Babysitter's Club. But funnily enough, do you know what Tootie, the 1960s Barbie youngest
Is it
sister's best friend was
Chris?
named? Chris. Her best friend was
Of
Chris. Chris and
course.
Tootie. Chris
Makes
and Tootie,
sense.
which does not go together at all. Does it
Chrissy?
make sense?
Chrissy
For,
makes
no, just
sense.
Chris. Just Chris in 1965.
How is it spelled? With a K or a C?
No, like with a C, like the boy's name, Chris. Yeah, and then later it was
So not
Skipper
Kris
and
Jenner.
Scooter.
Well, then, you have to
No.
consider Kris Jenner. That's when Kris Jenner would have been
That's true.
a kid. Kris
So
Jenner was like the
true.
f is like from the f is the 50s,
That is so
I
true.
think.
Yeah.
And that was with a K, so that was already trendy.
That is so true. I mean, who knows what she went by? That could be like a new development, you know? Who knows what her like parents called her as a kid and in school? Is her name
Is her
Christine or
full
what?
name Chris? I don't
No
know. I'm
way.
looking that up
No
right
way. It's
now.
gotta be like Christine or Chris. I
Kristen,
think it's Kristen. I think
Kristen,
it's Kristen. Yeah.
Kristen, yeah. And she was born in 1955.
The Babysitter's Club character was also Kristen, I'm pretty sure.
That checks out. Oh, but her sister's name is Karen.
That's
Here's the thing: of the two of us, if one of us is gonna build a media empire starring our children, I feel like it would be me.
yeah, because I would love my kids.
Anyway, what you need to do is introduce me to a slightly shady slash older lawyer colleague of yours so that we can get married, have children, then get divorced. My best friend can be murdered. He can
So
represent her
true.
ex-husband in the trial.
Wait. What? Kris Jenner was
Okay.
best friends with Anna Nicole Smith.
With not Anna Nicole, just Nicole Brown. I think it was Nicole Brown. Anna Nicole
Who's
Smith is a
Anna?
completely different person. She's
Oh.
a different person. But Nicole, you got Nicole correct.
Nicole and Kris Jenner
Kris
are best
Jenner
friends?
were best friends because OJ and Chris and Robert Kardashian were all like they were like couples, and
Whoa.
then they both got divorced.
But they were like actual best friends, like they were friends
Yes.
pre the relationships.
I don't know, but they were friends afterward. They were still friends after the divorce.
Whoa. I'm just struggling with the concept of like your best friend gets murdered by your husband and then you're fine with your husband getting him
No,
off.
her ex-husband.
Oh, they
They
were
were already
divorced by that point? Are you
divorced. She
sure?
was already she was already a Jenner by then.
Are you
Yes.
sure?
Yes.
You're
Yes,
positive?
because her
No
and
way.
Caitlyn
Oh, actually, that's
went to
right,
the
because the
trial
girls would have been born in the
together.
90s. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why they got, do you think that's partly why they got divorced?
No, I think they got divorced because they got married when she was like 19 and he was like
Sure.
35. Speaking of
Right.
historical
But like,
romance,
yeah, that's
she
wild. I didn't
cheated on
realize they were.
him.
I know, but like, anyway, that's wild.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really scummy.
High drama. But Matthew does get acquitted in this book.
Right. Yeah. Anyway,
Because
circling
his whole
back.
thing was that he was poor and then he was like basically like
Bought.
the like yeah to be the companion to this like dick rich kid And then the dick rich kid stole shit and blamed it on Matthew. And then Matthew got liberated by the people, which is like a very Les Mis moment on the way to
Yeah, very like out of
the
nowhere. Like another thing that's just like not at all
He's
set up
like,
or
and then a
followed up with ever
crowd.
again. Yeah, I'm just like, what the?
Basically, he was falsely convicted and then he ran away. And then the guy that he was like the companion to died by suicide because everyone was like, you're a scummy criminal or whatever.
Oh, he
Did he
actually.
die
Oh,
by
no.
suicide or did he just like drink himself to death? I
I
don't
thought
know
the
which one. I know he's
implication was
dead.
like a fine line. I thought the implication was just that he like drank himself to death.
Yeah.
I'm not. I take it back. I'm not naming my fictional persona Nicole. It seems unlucky.
All right. You gotta go. We gotta do the cat scale. What are we thinking?
I'm a very hungry cat on my hands.
Bitey bitey.
I know, and the goose. Sorry, there's just like so many. You're right. It
The
really is
hissing
just like,
goose.
yeah. It's just like I would have no idea. Like when we bring them up, I remember like where I was when I was listening to it, but I would have no idea how to string these into any semblance of order. Like when did the
No,
hog
there's
happen? I guess it
no
happened later that
plot.
night.
Like there's
Yeah.
no plot. And it's like I like it wasn't bad. Like I still enjoyed myself. I enjoyed the little episodes.
Yeah,
But there yeah,
surprisingly
there
enough.
wasn't like
Yeah.
an
Oh yeah, and
overarching
the fucking
plot.
and the animal game and the Cassandra girl who never comes back.
Like who the
Like,
fuck is oh
because
yeah, the
I thought her name was
villain
Cassandra. Yeah, villain
something.
TM for like two scenes,
Mean
who's like
girl doesn't
flirting,
come
mean
back.
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you know what was funny was the fact that so we get multiple times that Daisy is staying in Marcus in Westcliff's sister's old room, his sister Aline.
Seems like a name I would have made up. I think I made that name up when I was like 10.
She likes to read. There's like a little reading nook in that
Sure.
room.
Sure.
And in the and again the magic, which is Aline's book, she like gets fucked on reading.
Right, absolutely.
So I couldn't stop thinking about like every time they like they mentioned it was Aline's room, I was like, is someone gonna tell her? Like, are they gonna bring out a black light? Because I feel like someone should sweep this room.
I mean, imagine like through the centuries, like these houses are like millennium
Oh
years,
my
you know,
God,
millions of
yeah.
years old. It's like it's giving why the president gets to like gets a redecorating budget to like tear out the carpets and stuff. Like, where's Wesco's redecorating budget?
Well, we would assume that Lillian did redecorate because she's like the new like lady of the
Yeah,
house.
what did Wesley do with his mom? Remember that whole thing?
She got shipped off. We don't know. He doesn't want to know where, so we're not gonna find out. She's gone.
My God. And where's his like other sister?
In New York, they're both in New York because they
They're
both married
both in New York?
Americans. They both
Oh.
married rich Americans. They all
Oh.
married. That was remember that was like part of the thing with like Westcliff's book. He was like, haha, all of your kids are marrying Americans.
But his sister visited in Lillian's book.
She was still living there because her husband was an American. Like they were engaged or like they just got married or whatever. And he was like doing business. That's how they met because like he was like doing business and he was like the business partner of Aline's husband slash
I
childhood
hate to say it,
friend.
but she could have raised the stakes considerably by making like Daisy realize she was pregnant while the whole like Matthew is dead situation is going down.
I do love one of those. But that she already used that plot with the other Westcliff sister. Her
Oh.
backstory, not Aline, the one that was there in Westcliff's book, is her whole plot line was that she had been like her backstory is that she had been engaged and then her fiance died and she learned that she was pregnant and she like told one of her friends and then her friend like blabbed to everyone but then she also lost the baby so like and then she was basically like ruined TM. All right. Cats.
Right.
Cats go.
I know. You definitely noticed more than I did. There's the weird Landrigan. Yeah, Landrigan, like,
Random
yeah,
Scottish
it
man.
doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it just,
The thing
nothing.
is that it does all make sense. It in like an in it it's I would argue in some ways more accurate to real life
Right.
insofar as like most of the
Sure.
time your life isn't connected the way a novel is. But yeah, it
Right.
was just
They're all
like,
like leading to one. Yeah.
okay.
I know. Yeah. And I don't know. Again, I'm probably like sitting here like thinking like, oh, this would be so easy, like from my perspective. Like I have no idea how to write a book.
I could write a
But
book. I could write this book.
I know I couldn't, which is like, right. But it just seemed like I could at least see like the vague direction that she could have taken, like any of these things to make them like more important or like a more coherent, like, I don't
Yeah, I
know,
think she was like, I
like
wonder
picks
whether
like
there was
one or
like
two.
something going on during this time
Maybe she
or
had
life
like
or
all
something.
these, maybe she'd written like all these, maybe these were like all the scenes that she'd written for like the previous books but hadn't used and like loved them
And so
so
she
much.
was
And
like,
she
let me
was
just
like,
throw
wanted
it
to
in.
string it. Let me just string it together. Why work smarter, not harder? And like also not having to like,
And
you know,
honestly,
kill
relatable.
her darlings, as it
Respect.
were. Right. Like she's like, why waste perfectly good
She's like, I
writing?
am Lisa Kleypas.
Kleypas. Kleypas.
Ready? You have an
Three.
idea?
Yes. Two. One. Three.
Nine. What?
That what I said?
Are you kidding? Are you shitting?
I said what I said.
Are you
What?
feeling all right? Three?
I said what I said.
Three?
Three, she growled. Cat, good cat.
All right.
Puppy is so
So the
hungry.
cat skill for this one is six. I just, Rachel, would like to emphasize to you that the previous cat scales in order were 8.5, 8.75, and 8.5. So this is a
And this
big
book was
drop.
completely different, and that's fitting. It's completely different, but in
I
vibes
feel like
and cat
cats
scale
are
vibes,
also episodic. Like cats
including.
are very side quest. You know what I
So
mean?
true.
Like,
Yeah, we're also very mission oriented in some cases. Hey, Allison, where can they find us?
you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at We Read It One Night, read on Twitter at We Read It Podcast. You can email us, WeReadItOneNight@gmail.com, and send us more listener suggestions like the Wallflower series was. And you can leave us a rating and review right this very, very second. And in your rating and review, to let us know you were listening to this episode, tell us what your favorite Torture Poets Department song was. Or did you hate the album like a lot of people apparently do? Let us know in the rating
No,
and review.
I don't, I actually really don't want to hear about that. You can keep that to yourself. I have no interest
What's
in
your favorite song, and what would your book recommendation based on that song be?
favorite song. And what's your interpretation of I'm so depressed I act like it's my birthday every day? One, two,
Yes.
or three from
Thank
as
you.
earlier stated. All right.
Thank you.
Godspeed, comrades.
Godspeed.